All right, welcome to our Giants pregame. Nice to have you with us today as the Giants try to avoid the sweep at the hands of the Dodgers here. As it's a good pitching matchup, as John said, Julio Urias and Anthony DeSclafani for the Giants today. So we've got baseball coming up, the conclusion of this weekend series, and it's two games in Arizona for the Giants and then four in L.A. before coming back home. Wow. All right. Marcos Briton joins us. Of course, we've had Marcos on many times with us, an outstanding writer for the Sacramento Bee, and has covered baseball and all sorts of different topics. So we love chatting with him. Marcos, how are you?
Marty, I'm great. It's good to be with you, as always.
Yeah, so you have new responsibilities, at least on an interim basis, at the Sacramento Bee. Tell us about it.
I do. I'm the editor of the opinion pages now for the Bee. On an interim basis, I've zealously avoided management for most of my adult life, but felt compelled to step in, and so I'm going to kick the tires. It's a big responsibility, but fortunately, there's still baseball.
Well, we like your opinions, so this is a good spot for you because you right. You've got a lot of opinions, as we've always talked about over the years. What do you think about the Giants' start? Now, of course, it's April, May, June is coming up very shortly. What do you think about what's going on with the ball club right now?
Listen, I have been thrilled by how this team has performed. Obviously, at this point. My favorite story is Kevin Gausman. Here's another former Oriole like Mike Yastrzemski, who the Giants have been able to plug in and realize his potential. Is he the best pitcher in the National League right now with Jacob DeGrom down? I think there's a good case for that. The last two games obviously have been a reality check. But they've still been competitive, and look, there's a long way to go, obviously. But I'm a longtime fan of your show, and remember how you talk about the quarter pole and how you sort of get a sense. And this team certainly has far exceeded anything I could have expected, and it does give you hope that the future is going to be a bright one. I'm here in Sacramento, and we're going to start to see some of these really hot Giants prospects come through, and that's a new thing for us in Sacramento. So all of this is a result of Farhan since he took over, and it's all good.
Marcos Briton joins us. I say it's kind of like 2010 for me in many ways. 2010, the Giants' pitching was outstanding. It's kind of the end of the steroid era, and if you had really dominant starting pitching like the Phillies had that year, you were going to do well, and I had that feeling about the Giants. I have the same feeling this year. This is a league where if you hit 230, you're hitting a lot, or 240. So starting pitching has become very important as these bullpens are very shaky, and if you have good starting pitching, you can do something. And the Giants' starting rotation right now has got a 20-8 record. Now they're 28-18 overall, and they've got a major league best .257 earned run average. And for me, I've done this on the show, I always look to see what the starting rotation looks like ERA wise, and the top five teams are always playoff teams. So I think this bodes well for the Giants in today's game of baseball, the way it's played.
No doubt, and I would add that the defense has been a lot better than I thought it was going to be. When you're not making a lot of mistakes, you're not creating opportunities for other teams, and you're hitting well enough. And I would, so far, the Giants' hitting has been better than say the 2010 team. That team barely hit enough, But Gausman and DeSclafani, who I'm really anxious to see today, the fact that Johnny Cueto, even though he went down, has looked very strong, particularly before he went down, and so it comes together, and it becomes a competitive situation, and that's what. We've been missing the last couple of years when Bochy was here as manager. It was tough, because they weren't competitive anymore. And the fact that they're competitive this early in Farhan's tenure as the head of baseball operations, I think is a really positive sign.
No, absolutely. You did bring up the defense, and I will mention they have 16 errors in 46 games. That's the lowest amount of errors of any major league team. Their 990 fielding percentage is the best in baseball. So if you can pitch and you can catch the ball and you can hit some home runs, that's what baseball 2021 is all about, and they've got a ton of home runs as well. All right, it's Giants-Dodgers, and as you said when we started, somewhat of a reality check. The Dodgers' starting rotation is fabulous as well, very strong, fastball-oriented couple of games that we've seen in the first two. How do you like Giants-Dodgers? And I used the quote today. We had fun with it. Willie McCovey years ago said, when you got off the plane, you could see the electricity in the air. And so you've been around a long time. You've covered Giants, Dodgers. Well, what does it all mean to you, especially in the context of baseball today?
Well, when the Giants and Dodgers are both good, and that hasn't been the case a lot in the last 10, 15 years, when they're both good at the same time, when they're both relevant at the same time, I think it's baseball at its best. Not just in terms of tradition, but in terms of the markets and the regional rivalry. And I grew up in San Jose in the 1970s, and I was a bitter young kid whose dad was a Dodger fan, mm-hmm. and many Sunday outings at Candlestick Park were ruined for me by Ron Say, Steve Garvey, Reggie Smith, Dusty Baker, which I remind Dusty is a neighbor, and I remind him of that a lot. And I would it would make my blood boil. I would look over at my dad, and he's stifling a smirk as the Dodgers are winning. And so the fact that there's that these teams can get their blood up. I love what Bauer did the other night, and even though I'm a Giants fan, I'm all for that. I'm all for both teams caring, and I've paid close attention to the comments from both teams, and you can tell it's a rivalry, and they're into it, and that's what you want. That's what you want as a baseball fan, and so I want more of it. I'm looking forward to today, but I'm really looking forward to see how the Giants potentially can rebound at Dodger Stadium. It's a shame that Gosman didn't get into this particular series, but there's a lot of games left to play, and I'm here for all of it.
Mm. Giants Dodgers, a lot of emotion, and the kid who's got the most emotion on the Giants is Mauricio Dubon. And he's from Sacramento. He's up in your area. He's the one kid with the smile, the enthusiasm. What's your take on Dubon? He's had a couple of rough moments, but he's hanging in there.
So I'm Marty. I have to tell you, I'm not currently covering a ball, so I can act more like a fan. And I'm completely irrational when it comes to Mauricio Dubon because he's from here. He went to high school at Capital Christian High in Sacramento. An amazing story. He's a kid from Honduras who was brought back by these coaches who are devout Christians, and so it was not just about baseball, but about faith and giving a young kid an opportunity. And so he just took off like a skyrocket when he played here. And you know, he was with a couple of different organizations and ended up. He played with the Sacramento RiverCats before he got to the Giants. And so every time he does something compelling on the field, I share texts with his Sacramento dad, a really nice guy named Andy Ritchie, who actually was part of a crew that helped refurbish my kitchen in my home. So it's funny how what a small world it is. And so he and I are always texting each other when Mauricio's doing something. And so he was only here for 2 years at high school, but we claim him. And Sacramento was one of our own, and he's had some rough moments. There's no question; he's definitely had some rough moments on the base paths. Where, obviously, careening into the third base coach is not the best thing to do in a live game. But listen, what I think bodes well for him is he's courageous, and he's very positive. And when he is feeling great, as we've seen, he can make astounding plays. In the couple that he made, I believe it was in Cincinnati, he made two phenomenal plays in one inning. And I think that woke everybody up to the fact that this kid still has a huge upside. And I think that he's been part of that great defense that has kept the Giants competitive.
Yeah, he's been terrific. I'm a fan now, and I watch the enthusiasm that he's got. So it's nice to see it. He's at third base today. Yeah. Longoria has the day off. He's been in a big slump. So Mauricio at third today. Marcos Breton is our guest, Sacramento Bee. He's now working on the editorial page. He's an opinionated man. We've got so much more to talk about, but I don't have enough time. We'd love to have you on again. But as we wrap it up here in the last 30 seconds, Sacramento baseball is back. I saw some on TV last night. Well, what's it like out at the ballpark?
I went opening night, Marty, Thursday, and it was glorious. You know, we're still in the red tier, unfortunately, here in Sacramento County. So they would only allow about 24% capacity. So it was a COVID sellout. Mm-hmm. But it was my first time back at the park since 2019. They've gotten off to a good start. You know, Joey Bart is hitting. And Tyler Beede looks good so far. So hopefully those guys will be up with the Giants at some point. But Sacramento is definitely linked to the Giants in many ways.
Beautiful. Well, thanks for coming on this Sunday, and we'll have you on again. I always enjoy talking ball with you, and you're a man of opinions. This is good.
It's always a pleasure, Marty. I love your show.
Okay, take care. That is Marcos Breton of the Sacramento Bee. All right, Kerry and Bill are coming back next to talk to Adam. Kerry has got the talk back today. And next, we will talk to you next Saturday, at least I will. It'll be our next pregame. And, of course, Bill's got the postgame tonight. All right, more coming up. KNBR 680, 104.5, the sports leader.